Well, today we are visiting with Ron Chamberlain from up at Panama. Ron has been involved in a lot of things, one of those being baseball. Very big part of the Iowa Western League history, and baseball plays a big part, actually, in Iowa's history, probably bigger than a lot of folks realize. We want to talk a little baseball here this morning with Ron. You spent a lot of years in the Iowa Western League, didn't you?
Well, about 33 years. The last few years are more or less just coaching, but once in a while we only had eight ball players, and then I would play first base or something like that, or pitch even. But
we try as best we can. A lot of ball players have gone through the Iowa Western League and just played ball here in southwest and west central Iowa over the course of time. I don't think a lot of folks realize some of the deep history, the deep roots that baseball has here in this area.
Well, I'm going to tell you something here, Jim, that's kind of hard to believe, but I believe families that lived at Panama, Iowa in 1948 to 1900, originally they were living down in western Missouri, and according to the Crandall Bible, see, Panama was once called Crandallville, Crandall Station, and the Crandall Settlement, but according to their family Bible, they played baseball from 1833 to 1838 in west Missouri around Kearney and Independence, Missouri, what became Independence and Kearney, Missouri. With that in mind, just think, Doubleday, I was at Cooperstown here a year ago, Doubleday and baseball in general was started supposedly in New York State in 1846, 10 years after it was already played down in Missouri. So the history of baseball goes back a long, long way in here in western Iowa. 1876, right here on July 4th, the Washington Mosquitoes, named for the Mosquito Creek and Washington Townships where Panama's at, played the Avoca Modocs at the fairgrounds in Harlan, Iowa. So, and these were the fairgrounds, because the fairgrounds were established in 1869. Then in 1906, the Panama First Nine took on the Second Nine, and the Panama Third Nine took on the Irish Ridge Nine, just 4 miles west of Panama. So there's a lot of baseball. Of course, what really caused baseball to thrive throughout the United States was the Civil War, where the Northern soldiers were taken captive in the Southern prison camps, and then they taught the game of baseball throughout all of America, because guys went back home after the war, and they made sure they were playing baseball. So,
we caught up with Ron here at the Shelby County Fair. That's the reference here to the fair, and that's some of the noise going on around us here too. But, you know, you wouldn't see that today. There's too much money in Major League Baseball nowadays. Guys are too focused on other things. But back in the day, it wasn't unusual to see some of the biggest names in professional baseball doing a lot of barnstorming around the country.
That's true, and you know, one of my articles that I wrote for the Harlem Paper and the Telegraph for Atlantic and so on, what six Hall of Fame baseball players played in Iowa Western League towns? Now, there's been 40 towns in the Iowa Western League since 1947 to 2017, yet there were six different ball players that played at one time or another, played in Iowa Western League towns, and they are Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig, who played in 1935 down at Broadway Park with their barnstorming team. And I had an eyewitness tell me that. This guy was born in 1992, so he was down there in 1935 and watched the game. Bob Feller played at Templeton, Iowa, and I talked to Bob Feller himself at his museum in Van Meter, Iowa. And he drove his dad's car when he was 16 years old in 1935 up to Templeton, Iowa. And Templeton was in the league in 1952. Then you have Bob Gibson, who I watched in Erling, Iowa, play basketball in 1963. But he also played in Vail, Iowa, which was an Iowa West League team. But he played baseball in Neola, Iowa, in 1956. He pitched there for Beebetown. And then he also played with a team in Woodbine, Iowa, when he was 17 years old. So that goes back quite a ways. Satchel Paige played on a farm west of Defiance, Iowa, in 1933. The former president of the Iowa Western League, Pete Frum, told me he was 8 years old and he was the ball chaser, and for his dad's farm there. And but that was Satchel Paige. He was barnstorming all over with the Monarchs and different black teams across America. Then we have one more. Ozzie Smith played in 1974 or so with the Clarinda A's, and Clarinda was in the Iowa Western League in 2004. So that's the six. Now I got one more that didn't make the newspaper because I don't know what towns he played in. But it was on ESPN here about 8 years ago that Wahoo Sam Crawford, and by the way, that's where I played baseball, in Wahoo, Nebraska, for John F. Kennedy College. And Wahoo Sam Crawford Field is named after Wahoo Sam Crawford. He's the all-time leader in triples, 312 in Major League history. But he was barnstorming in 1897 when he was 17, 18 years old across eastern Nebraska and western Iowa with a covered wagon and playing for fruits and vegetables. And so that was from pasture and towns to towns, and in the late 1890s, before he went with the Cincinnati Reds, right, and then the Detroit Tigers with Ty Cobb.
Well, guys might have played for fruits and vegetables. Some of them might have played for a little money, too. But there are a lot of them that played for the love of the game, too. A lot of folks have played in the Iowa Western League over the years, and you're reaching a bit of a milestone.
Yes, coming up on July 30th will be the 70th anniversary of the Iowa Western League. And we're looking towards 200 to 300 ball players and former umpires. And so when they come in at the ballpark, by the way, the Iowa Western League championship game will be played at 1 o'clock. So this will be at 12:30 till 2:30, 3 o'clock when they sign in, and then we'll ask a few questions. We'll put name tags on the ball players, the umpires, but we'll find out what years they played and the teams they played for, and then we'll be giving them a certificate. Well, between the innings, we came up with the idea of the game. Then we'll announce all the different ball players are there, 10 to 15 ball players every half inning or so. So they'll be recognized, and then we get to go eat. We'll go up and top the hill to St. Mary's Hall in Portsmouth. The St. Mary's Parish Picnic will be going on, and we'll have a chicken dinner. So that'll be at 4 o'clock to start, 4 to 7. So if you don't know what to do with your Sunday, you can meet a lot of old-timers. We got 5 old-timers that'll be there, at least 5, maybe more, that played in the 1947 season. And, of course, they're 90, 91, 92 years old. There was no baseball in western Iowa much from 1944 or 45 because of the war. And when they came back, there was all kinds of ball players. Again, there was 40 towns that have been in the league, 16 at one time or another. There were about 3 different times that there were 16 teams in the league. They had a North Division and a South Division. Another year they might have an East Division and West Division. So.
Wow. Why has the Iowa Western League survived all this time? Why do youngsters continue to want to keep that dream alive?
Well, it just depends. You know, the last year that I played and I coached the Panama team, that was 1999, and we haven't had a team for the last 18 years. But here they got a team this year in 2017, and they're doing fair. They won a couple games, but I looked at Portsmouth, Iowa, as being the mainstay, the traditional town that they are. And there's a big reason for it. And Jim, I didn't mention this to you, but there was a major league shortstop that played for the Pittsburgh Pirates, perhaps the greatest shortstop in the history of baseball, including Ozzie Smith, maybe, because he was a lot better hitter than Ozzie. But his name is Honus Wagner. And Honus Wagner's niece moved to Portsmouth, Iowa, and her descendants are the Slavens, the Linens, Petchy, and Steins. And of course, you know, you've heard of Larry Stein and his boys, and how they played in the state tournament, won the state tournament at different times. So that's a lot of tradition there, and plus they've had a team all 71 seasons.
July 30th, and that's an opportunity for anybody to come on out and enjoy the game, enjoy some of the festivities, right?
Correct. Thanks to KJAN and everything you do for sports in Western Iowa. I do remember in 1964, listening to KJAN when the Red Sox were playing the Portsmouth, and was on KJN radio. That was back in 64.
Ron, thanks so much for the knowledge, and appreciate all the work.
Thank you very much.